Neutrality. Is there such a thing? Answers with Ken Ham, president of the Bible Upholding Ministry of Answers in Genesis. Well, Ken, is there such a thing as neutrality when it comes to dealing with issues of faith?
You know, your question reminds me of the man who was trying to get the words "under God" removed from America's Pledge of Allegiance. He argued that the pledge would be neutral with the words "under God" being deleted. But the Bible tells us there's no such thing as being neutral. Luke 11:23 says one is either for Christ or against him. You see, society has replaced the Christian absolutes we once knew with a worldview that states we must tolerate all religious beliefs and ways of life. What this really means is an intolerance of the absolutes of Christianity. Sadly, many Christians have been deceived into believing they have no right to impose their views on society. But no matter what, someone is imposing his or her view on someone else. Deleting the words "under God" from the Pledge of Allegiance could be seen as imposing atheistic views on others. As I often say to people, you know, it's like bias. It's not a matter of whether a person is biased or not, but which bias is the best bias to be biased with anyway. Do you get it?
Well, this week, we want to let you know about a free booklet written by Ken Ham, available on our website, AnswersRadio.com. Ken will answer the question, what really happened to the dinosaurs? And it'll be right on your computer screen when you log on to AnswersRadio.com. AnswersRadio.com.